Good morning and welcome to worship in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's wonderful to be with those of you that are here in person and welcome all of those with us online. I am Reverend Corrine Borup, and joining me in leading worship today is Marilyn Vance and Peg Peter. We will also be recognizing our United Women in Faith, which formerly was United Methodist Women. Later on in the service, we'll recognize those officers. Our music today is offered to us by our talented Joyful Sounds. We are collecting bath towels, and that is for St. Vincent de Paul for their distribution. That will be throughout the month. There is a table in the narthex you can leave them on. We will be collecting them and putting them up here. And the last Sunday of November, our Thanksgiving Sunday, we will offer a blessing for those. Our Gateway Children gifts, we are offering envelopes to pay for those gifts in order to provide some more uniform purchase of gifts. Gateway will be doing the purchasing. We will simply send to them our financial offering to purchase gifts for those children. So please consider taking an envelope and then mailing that to Gateway. The envelopes are addressed to go directly to them. Joy Lunch is this week. Invite you to join us. We will have a speaker from the City Council, Member Greg Graham, will be speaking to us about the Anderson Homeless Initiative. We have then on Saturday a couple items. One, I want to just correct in the bulletin. Larry Beeler's funeral is at 1 o'clock. Visitation begins at 11. So the funeral is actually at 1. That is at Luce Funeral Home on Saturday. Also, Saturday night, here in the sanctuary, will be a large concert. We will have the Fall Creek Valley Band concert. They will also have vocalists from the Anderson Youth Chorale. So please join us for that concert. That begins at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Our pathway. We make disciples of Jesus Christ by living our faith, nurturing families, serving our communities. Let us stand and greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
As you return to your seats, I want to offer a special prayer this morning. We have just completed and received the results of a very important presidential election. And while we are very diverse in our politics as well as our theology in this congregation, I wanted to just offer a prayer for unity. Let us pray together. Creator of us all, you are the source of every blessing, the judge of every nation, and the hope of earth and heaven. We pray to you following our nation's historic election. We call to mind the best that is within us, that we live under God, that we are indivisible, that liberty and justice extend to all. We acknowledge the sin that runs through our history as a nation, the displacement of Native peoples, racial injustice, economic inequity, regional separation. And we profess a deep and abiding gratitude for the goodness of ordinary people who have made sacrifice, who have sought opportunities, who have journeyed to this land, and who made it strong and defended our freedoms. Be with us in our future as a nation. Remind us that your ways are not our ways, that your power and might transcend the plans of every nation. Let those who follow your Son, Jesus Christ, be a people of hope, peace, and love, even that we may be a nation united by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us center our hearts for worship. Let us stand together for our call to worship and our opening hymn. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart.
I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done.
I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O my God. It is an honor to recognize the United Methodist women officers, and we will do so in a moment. First, I invite Peg Peter to come forward. She has, as president of our United Methodist Women of Faith, United Methodist Women, whatever we are called now these days. Peg has a special award to present.
Well, I do. United Women in Faith is in transition, as you all know. We've changed our name. We've expanded beyond the walls of the United Methodist Church to invite all women who want to work on the special programs that United Women in Faith work on, such as racial justice and the ecology. All those things are very important to United Women in Faith. Here in our local chapter, we're down to one circle. We had two circles, and we decided for various and sundry reasons that we would combine into one. And that one study circle meets on the Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. But they used to meet at 10 o'clock, and then again at 1 o'clock with Bible to be friendship in the morning and Bible study in the afternoon. I'm excited to tell you that friendship and Bible study merged, and they can both work together and meet at 10 o'clock on the first Thursday of the month. But I have two women who diligently kept persevering through this change. So I'd like to ask Mary Faulconberry, don't give me that look, come on down, and Marilyn Vance to join me up here. Ladies, on behalf of United Women in Faith, for your long years of service, I would like to present you with a pin for mission to each one of you. And what we've done is we've donated $100 in your name each. And we want to recognize you for all the work that you've done. So thank you.
Well, I welcome up here to join me now our other United Methodist officers to join Peg. There are four. They are listed there in your bulletin. We have Francie Seibert, Jan Olive, Nancy Upchurch, and Pat Walker. If you would join us up here.
Well, we know Nancy's watching us on the screen, so hey, Nance. Hope it's going well.
Come right up here, and you can face our friends out here. That'd be wonderful.
Is Pat here today, Walker? I'd just like to thank her for volunteering to be the circle chair.
Well, United Methodist Women of Faith, you stand in a long line of women dedicated to making a difference and whose purpose is to know God and show God. I have questions now for you as a part of recommitting yourselves to serve in the United Women of Faith. Will you devote yourself to the service of God in the world? If so, respond, I will. Will you so live that you enable this church to be a people of love, justice, and peace? If so, respond, I will. Will you do all in your power to be responsible to the task for which you have been chosen? If so, respond, I will. Do you affirm that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you? If so, respond, I do. The Bible verse that is in your bulletin, and I'll just share it again, I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gifts God gave you. It's from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Today I give you a token. It is a candle. You may choose one. This is a token of your commitment to the purpose of United Women of Faith. Please accept this candle. May the flame of your candle remind you of your commitment spiritually and the gifts to which God has given you to make a difference for Christ in this church, in Anderson, Indiana, and in the world. Let the light of your candles shine before all people of all ages, nations, and races, that they may glorify God. Family of God, would you please stand? Rejoice that God provides laborers for the vineyards. Will you do all you can to assist and encourage these officers in the responsibilities to which they have been called, giving them your cooperation, your counsel, and your prayers? If so, respond, we will. Amen. Let us pray. May Jesus Christ, who sustains us in mission, continue to bless you, keep you, and nudge you to greater possibilities. In Jesus' name, amen. And let us sing together.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry, Joe, twice in one day. It'll be okay. I want to address the 2025 United Women in Faith theme, which is practicing hope together. That's what Women United in Faith do. One of the biggest projects we have that this church contributes to is the Lucille Raines House down in Indianapolis. It's a halfway house for men and women who are struggling with addiction and are working their way through it. I am honored to be the president of an organization that responds every time Lucille's Reigns has a need. We've helped them get a new elevator. We've helped them get a new boiler and air conditioner and new stairs. So that's where our hope is, in bringing those people back to Christ so that they can live a fuller life for Him. Thank you for the offering that you will give us today, and God bless.
we thank you for the opportunity to come and worship you. We thank you for the opportunity to give, that we may give out of our grateful hearts, that we may give out of continuing the mission of this church. We thank you. You are wonderful God with us today. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Elijah Rock, shout, shout. Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout. Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout. Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout. Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock,
Elijah,
shout, shout.
Elijah
Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah
Rock, Elijah,
shout, shout.
Elijah
Rock, coming up, Lord. Satan's a liar and a conjurer too. If you don't watch out, he'll conjure you. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood.
Elijah Rock, Elijah,
shout, shout.
Elijah
Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah
Rock, Elijah,
shout, shout.
Elijah
Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, Elijah Rock, Elijah, 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 Elijah Rock, Elijah Rock, Elijah Rock, Elijah Rock, Elijah, Elijah Rock,
Elijah,
shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah
Rock, Elijah,
shout, shout. Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord.
Elijah
Rock, Elijah, Elijah Rock. Elijah Rock, Elijah Rock.
Please pray with me. Loving and merciful God, you have gathered us to worship you as one body. And we remember today that this is your prayer for us as a church, that we may be one as you are one, that we may love one another, welcome one another, lift up one another, and be open to each other. We confess that we have failed to do that. Forgive us when we forget, ignore, or simply not see each other. God, for some of us, this was a long week. Some of us faced trials that seemed overwhelming. Some of us received news that was devastating. Some were burdened by worry and despair. Some of us, even now, are weighed down by fear and trouble. God, we do not know why some experience such hardships and struggles. Sometimes it causes us to doubt your love and your power. But God, in the mystery of struggles, we trust that you are with everyone, everywhere. You are with us. You are closer to us than our very breath. And we trust that your presence is life-giving and powerful. So give life to those who are struggling, and give hope to those who feel hopeless. Seek and save the lost. And God, with your life-giving presence, bring us joy so that we may celebrate the good in the world. Every good gift that comes from you. Help us to be people of joy and gratitude. And it is with gratitude that we now pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The New Testament lesson this morning is from Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 18. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So, if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. This is God's word for God's people today. Thanks be to God.
You have heard about my twins, my grandsons, and when they were little, one of the joys I had was being able to babysit them so that Joel and Rebecca could go out. And this particular time, I only had the twins, and Rebecca always leaves me a very detailed note. The twins were kind of small at that time, and of course, her detailed note takes a while to read through, and I was reading through, and what really caught my attention was when they wake up, change their clothes, because I had come in the morning to watch them that day, change their clothes, and play the hokey pokey. You know, put your right hand in, put your right hand out, put your right hand in, and shake it all about. That's how they got dressed, because with two of them, they wanted to be down playing and doing whatever the other one was doing. So there had to be something that was attractive about getting dressed. And so we played the hokey pokey, and sure enough, it worked. It was really a lot of fun. And if I forgot to shake, they reminded me. They would shake. So they were having a lot of fun. But you know that song is something to remind us today, because at the very end, after you put in all of your different body parts and shake them all around, then you put your whole self in, take your whole self out, put your whole self in, and shake it all about. Well, basically, our scripture this morning talks about spiritual gifts, but in verse 1 of this chapter, Paul begins this by saying that we are to present ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice for God. That is our true spiritual worship. Basically, Paul is saying we have to, as Christians, we have to put our whole selves in. That's what we have to live by. That's how we come to worship our God, with our whole self. You hear it often in prayers and in our prayer of dedication for the offering, but that's what it's talking about, our whole being participating. There was a game warden. His name was Jake, and he watched the fishermen come and go from this particular lake. And while there was no limit on how many fish they could have, there was size limits. So the fish had to be a certain size. And he noticed this one man named Sam would come very often and would fish. And he always left with like three stringers of fish. And they were all the size that were allowed. Well, curiosity got the better of Jake, and so one day he confronted Sam, who wasn't breaking any violations, right? And he just said, "Sam, I'm just so curious, because every time you come to fish, you leave with three stringers of fish, while other people just are getting nothing." He said, tell me, what's your secret? Sam said, "Meet me here tomorrow morning." So, Jake showed up early. Finally, Sam came lumbering in, and they walked silently to his boat and got in, and they traveled what felt like forever on the lake, going to a remote part of the lake, and he thought, okay, this is it. There's nobody else around fishing, so it's got to be a particular spot, right? They get there without a word. Sam opens up his tackle box, pulls out a stick of dynamite and lights it, throws it up in the air, and as it hits the surface of the water, it explodes. Fish will be stunned at an explosion at the surface of the water, and they float to the top in being stunned, and so he just kind of moves along in his boat and nets all the fish that are the appropriate size, while the smaller fish recover and disappear back under the water. Well, Jake, the game warden, said, "What are you doing? You just broke every law there is in fishing. I am going to find you." "No, I am going to arrest you for using dynamite to catch fish." Without a word, Jake reached down, picked up another stick of dynamite, lit it, and put it in the warden's lap and said, "Well, are you going to fish or not?" All in or not all in, right? That's kind of what Paul's talking about. You're either in or you're not. You're either Christian or you're not. You're either here to worship God or you're not. Right? Now, we all know what it means to bring our offering. We just celebrated that. And we know that we can put our check or our cash or whatever we bring with us into the offering plate or a wooden box here at the church, or we can mail it in, or we can use online even and offer a gift through our online giving. We know what that is, and we know that we do that so that we can continue the ministries that God has called us to do here at the church. It's an opportunity for us to thank God for the blessings that He has gifted to us. It's a part of our worship. But when it comes to offering our whole selves, that's hard. That's different. We don't come to worship on Sunday morning normally thinking, "I'm giving my whole self to worship today." Instead, we bring our sins that need forgiven. We bring our burdens that need lightened. We bring our frustrations, our depression, even our boredom. A whole lot of distractions we bring with us. We're not prepared to give our whole selves and make that commitment. However, what Paul is talking about in this scripture, he shows us a way that we can give our whole selves, what we ought to be doing to give our whole selves to God. Worship means a total body experience, a total experience, not just for an hour, but for a life, a way of life. We honor those veterans tomorrow for Veterans Day. Veterans are a people who have made that kind of all-in commitment to protect our freedoms. They're all in when they're in the military. I thought it was interesting. On the United States Army website, they say that their motto is, "This will defend." That's been their motto for the U.S. Army since the Revolutionary War. And they said that we achieve this by staying completely grounded and investing all our energy. That's being all in. Right? Christians can do that too. Ought to do that too. Make that kind of all-in commitment. We hear in our scripture, Paul tells us in these verses that we've heard beginning with verse 6. He gives us a description of what an all-in life looks like, and he does so by describing gifts. Because the reason that we would want to, even want, desire to try to achieve an all-in life is because of God's grace and God's spiritual gifts to each one of us. They're gifts from God. And Paul is describing for us those different types of gifts. Paul's describing how to live those gifts. what that looks like. There is an elderly man that lives in Saskatchewan, Canada. And he collected, during his lifetime, he collected, and he would only collect the ones that were brand new. They were violins. Never played. Some of the world's best violins are stored meticulously. And he goes down and he admires his collection regularly. But what a loss. If those violins could be played, for those people that enjoy that music, thousands would be blessed by hearing those instruments played. But instead, they are stored away. Not unlike some Christians. Not unlike you and I. We have spiritual gifts. And often when we come into worship, many times when we come into worship, we just kind of tuck them away neatly in our pockets. Because heaven knows, if the pastor knows I can do that, I'm going to be given a job, right? Keep it tucked away, out of sight. Keep it secret so nobody knows. Then I won't be asked to do something or expected to participate in anything. You know, you have no idea how many people I've heard out here that have beautiful voices and say, "Don't tell anybody." And I haven't. Your secret's safe, but we do have spiritual gifts. And in the Greek, that word gift is charisma. And that literally means an ability gifted to you by God. Isn't that beautiful? Paul says to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to a holy God. This is our spiritual worship. And worship isn't just an hour on Sunday mornings or whenever we worship for an hour. For those online, sometimes that's in the evening time, whatever day that is. It's not just sitting in a sanctuary or watching it. It's a life. Paul is saying we are to be all in, or we're not. We're not doing what God has called us to do, using our gifts as God has equipped us to do so. Let us pray. God, thank you so much for the reminder of just how gifted we are. And how with our gifts comes a responsibility to give totally of ourselves in all the ways we can to serve you. Amen. Let us sing together. into your week going all in for Jesus Christ. And if you need a little reminder, just sing the song, an arm and a leg at a time, but your whole self in. Amen.